think the first step is always fundamentals. You know, sometimes even when you have the the month off, you know, from OTAs and mini camp, you know, you still have to start back to the fundamentals and then work on and do different things. So that's nothing new, and that's something everybody needs to work on and just move forward from there.
What's it going to be like for you to get out on the field with somebody like Devin McCourty, who obviously proved himself last year that he belongs as a starter in this league?
I mean, it's great to just play with all these guys. You know, that's the reason why, you know, I wanted to be back here to be a part of this secondary. You know, it's a lot of good guys here, not only talent-wise, but, you know, personal, on a personal level. So it's just great to be, you know, out there working with those guys, and it's going to be fun this year.
What was your reaction when you heard about Haynesworth, and what are your thoughts on him joining this team?
You know what? You know, hopefully he can you know, bring a great attitude and a winning attitude and just, you know, help us win. You know, I know that's, you know, I'm sure everybody wants to do that in the league, but, you know, hopefully he can help us, and, you know, he's working to help us, and that's why he came here.
From the cornerback perspective, you probably have as good an opinion from the opposing side of Chad Ochocinco. What's it going to be like for you having him on your side now?
It's good. It's good to have a good receiver like that on our side. You know, like I played against him twice a year when I was in Cleveland, and it's really good to play against him, and then to play against him every day now is a great thing. You know, we have a lot of great receivers on our team, and they're all different and good in different ways. So. It's just great to see him, and he's rejuvenated, and he's ready to come out here and help us win.
Have you had much of a personal connection with him off the field over the years?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I would see him every now and then, talk to him. But, you know, he's a good guy, you know, funny. But, you know, he's also a workaholic. So, you know, it's just good to see him, you know, like I said, happy and ready to play.
Inside the game, is it different than perception of Chad different than what people see him like outside the game? Like you said, he's a hard worker, and maybe other people see him as funny. So as a teammate, what is he going to be like, do you think?
You know what? I don't know. You know, hopefully he just wants to win, and hopefully he just wants to get better and better every day. I mean, even yesterday, I mean, he came up to me, said, man, if you see anything, you know, just let me know, you know, no matter what it is, so he can get better. So, I mean, that's something, you know, you don't see every day from a receiver like that. But, So I know he's going to bring hard work, and he's going to bring, you know, dedication to just try to win.
In early March, you were saying you weren't completely through your rehab process. How long did that take, and how are you feeling now?
You know what? I don't even remember that because, you know, I'm here now, and I'm 100% now, and I'm good. And I just want to, you know, get better and better every day, get my playbook, and worry about, you know, what's here now.